So we left off yesterday trying to understand the Sheikh Azariah's teretz, the dilemma that the Rishonim left, the question that tells us almost left hanging. The Sheikh Azariah suggested the following approach. So the question was, once we have the principle called Mitzvah Avera, so we should be able to figure out on our own that if a person eats matzah shel tevel, matzah that the proper trumas and mitzvahs weren't taken off of, so then it should be a no-brainer that he's not yaitzeh in mitzvah, because that's a violation of mitzvah babi aveira. So why does the Gemara Pesachim not say that way? Why does the Gemara insist on a pasuk? The Gemara needs exeris akos, a special pasuk to teach me the matzah shel tevel is off limits. What happened to the regular principle of mitzvah babi aveira? So the Sheikh Azariah suggested that maybe what the pasuk is there to teach me is in a situation we can somehow circumvent mitzvah b'aveira. How do we do that? By invoking the principle called asei docha lo sasei. We know that if you have a mitzvah sei and a lo sasei that comes simultaneous, so then comes the mitzvah sei and overrides and pushes away the lo sasei, which in effect says there's no aveira anymore. So if we can somehow construct a case where mitzvah b'aveira, I'm sorry, where asei docha lo sasei would be applicable in matzah shel tevel, so then we're home free. So then I would have made a case that you can eat matzah shel tevel. What's the big deal? No, hachmet shanik with mitzvah b'aveira. There's no aveira. I'm allowed to do it. Asei docha lo sasei. So kamash balon, under those circumstances, the pasuk would come and teach me. It's still no good. It's still not acceptable. Matzah shel tevel is just possible, just out of the question. The only problem is we have to find that missing link. We have to find that missing case. Would eating matzah shel tevel really meet the criteria of asei docha lo sasei in order to advance this solution? So we got into a little bit of a problem yesterday because based on the Gemara Masechet Yevamos, asei docha lo sasei is very limited. Asei docha lo sasei only applies when the lo sasei is on a low level, it's on a regular level. But once the lo sasei is elevated to what's called the lo sasei achom, or a strict kind of lo sasei, then all bets are off. Then asei docha lo sasei doesn't even apply. So does tevel or constitute a lo sasei achomer? The answer is probably yes. Even though it's true, it doesn't have courage to it, that is correct, but it does have mitzvah de shemayim. And most probably, just the mere existence of mitzvah de shemayim is enough to elevate the lo sasei of tevel to the level that it's not subject to the rules of a sein docha lo sasei. So if so, then the entire teretz falls by the wayside. So how could the Sheikh Azariah salvage his teretz? So he says, I'll tell you, says the Sheikh Azariah, we can still save the teretz. How can we save the teretz? I'm going to find you a very, very creative solution, says the Sheikh Azariah. I'm going to find you a case of tevel. It's tevel. Tevel's also been on Torah. No question. I'll eat it with deraisa, but there's no misa de shemayim to it. How can you do that? So he references the Gemara Masechet Yevamos with the Tosu Masechet Yevamos, Daf Pei Vav, where the Gemara tells the Chiddush that tevel applies not only if you didn't separate truma, it even applies if you did a truma. You took off Maaser Rishon, you took off Trumas Maaser, you took off Maaser, you didn't take off Maaser Ani. Nebuch, you forgot to give a little bit of the tenth to the Aniyim, so the Gemara says that's also called Tevel. So says the Sheikh Azariah, according to some Rishon, according to one opinion, tells us that Tevel is Usur, but that Tevel doesn't carry with it Misim Deshimayim. So since that kind of a Tevel, although it's Usur B'Daraisa, it doesn't carry with it Misim Deshimayim, it would fit right between the cracks. It's enough for tevel to be asur. It's not enough for tevel not to be subject to asei docha lo sasei. That could be the tevel that Chazal were talking about. That is the tevel that the Torah comes and says you can't be yotzei matzah with, notwithstanding the fact that it would have been subject to asei docha lo sasei. So Shem Sai discovered that it was a very, very small window of opportunity, but he seems to have discovered it. We have not yet seen the diak, a beautiful diak in the Gemara that seems to support this. It sounds at first glance almost like a far-fetched case. That's the devil that Chazal is talking about. We'll see. Not so wild. Not so off to say such a thing. But we still have to fine-tune the pshat a little bit. Because this pshat is only as true as the facts are true. This whole solution to Tosa's dilemma is only true if the facts are true, that this kind of a tevel doesn't carry with it misa b'dei shemayim, which is hardly controversial. We already saw yesterday, there are actually 2 days in Tosfos about this very point. So if the facts are not correct, if we should follow that view in Tosfos, that this kind of tevel is just simple tevel, plain and simple, that's the same as any other tevel, it's the same lo sasei achomer, it's the same identical misa b'dei shemayim, then the entire pshat is off limits. The pshat is hinging on one piece of information, which may or may not be true, which is actually subject to a suffix in Tosfos and Yevamos. So it behooves us just to understand this issue a little bit more before we go back to the Sheikh Azariah proper. What should the din be? If I would ask you, what should the din be? I have tevel that I haven't yet taken off Truma Gedolah. So everybody knows that's Chayav Nisim Deshimayim. Then I have another pile of Tevel that I took off Truma Gedola. I took off Maaser Rishon. Took off Truma's Maaser. I forgot to take off Maaser Ani. So I'm not questioning that it's awesome in a Torah to eat that Tevel. I got that. I already learned the Gemara in Yevamos Peivav. I want to know, are those two Tevels equal or not? I've got a blackboard here. I draw an equation sign with a question mark. Are those two Tevels identical or not? So on the one hand, they're similar in the sense that I haven't finished the job. I haven't taken off all the matanos. On the other hand, there's a big difference. In one, I didn't take off Truma Gedola. In one, I did finish all the Trumas. I just didn't finish the Maaser Ani part. Does that make a difference or not? What's the lambda? So it's again, it's a 1.5 line to Taisus and Yevamos Peivav Min Aleph. But Taisus is not sure whether in the world that makes any difference. And the entire Shagasai is hinging upon that. And I want to know, what should the halacha be? Misva, what should the halacha be? So the answer to that question goes back to something which is really basic and really fundamental about the relationship of Tevel and Truma in the first place. Now, there are two Isurim in the Torah. There's an Isur of Tevel, Madras, Sukkim, there's an Isur of Diraisa, to eat Tevel. So I have a pile of fruit, a pile of grain, that I haven't separated anything from, which grew right out of the ground there at Israel. I finished what's called Gemar Malacha, so I finished the job on it, sitting in my house. I haven't touched it yet. And I go ahead and I partake of that Tevel. There is not a question that I'm chayav misa b'dei shemayim. Not even a shayla. It's tevel d'araisa. It's chayav misa b'dei shemayim. Finish. End of discussion. Not even a shayla. Now let's look at a totally different answer. I have truma. I did what I was supposed to do. I separated truma. And I separated all the matanos. And I have a pile of truma here. And I happen not to be a kohen. And I go ahead and I eat truma. So guess what? I'm also chayav misa b'dei shemayim. The question is, what do I do with that piece? With those two pieces of information? I have pile A, which is Tevel, non-truma, non-maisa, not anything. Nothing's been touched. I have a pile of truma gedola that's supposed to go to the kohen, but I went ahead and I ate it myself. I'm also chayvis misa deshimayim. Is that coincidental? Is there any reason why those two isurim are connected? Is that just a fluke, just a quirk, that this is misa deshimayim and that's misa deshimayim? It's like saying, why you chayev kareis for Chilul Shabbos, and why you chayev kareis for, I don't know, for shmiring with Shemen HaMishcha. Is there any reason why there's any connection with the two? Probably not. This is kareis. There are 36 cases of kareis that are all related to each other. So is it just almost a quirk that's just coincidental? This is Misa. Or maybe there's something more to it than that. Maybe one could argue that the reason why the onshim, why the punishments are identical, is because the Yisurim are very much connected to one another. Namely, conceptually, why are you not allowed to eat Tevel? The answer is, because there's Truma inside it. Now, there's not real Truma in it. The Truma hasn't been separated yet. But that's exactly the problem. That in every piece of Tevel, licked a little bit of Truma. Now, it's true. There's a lot of Chun in there also. But there's Truma within every Tevel. And therefore, the reason why the Torah says, Yechayev Misa V'dei Shemayim for eating Tevel, is because of the conditions Truma Shabbo. So it's not just coincidental, the two Isurim here. One Isur is really also because of the other. So that very, almost like a lumdish, a very academic type of a question, is a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, in Maseches Yevamos, actually on the same daf, on daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. So comes Rashi on the 6th of the Maamar Kamas, Matruma Tevel, Pirish Bekuntres, B'shelo Hufresha, if a person didn't separate Truma Gedola yet, Chayavin Misa L'Achilasa Shel Tevel. A person is Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim for eating Tevel. So Rashi could have stopped at that very point and said, by the way, if you eat Tevel, you Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim. We know that already. It's a Mishnah, it's a Mishnah, Gemara, Apostle, not even a question. But Rashi gives you a little bit more to the story. Says Rashi, why is it, Rashi always asks a question, like a drush a little bit, why is it that you Chayav Misa B'dei Tevel? Da truma misa ksiva bay. Because, says Rashi, after all, truma carries with it misa b'dei shemayim. So why not tevel? In effect, the two are related to one another. So Rashi just committed himself to one side of this chakir. Rashi just said it's not coincidental that truma and tevel carry with them the same onesh, because the very nature of the prohibition of tevel is because of the truma shabo. So Tosfos has a lot of questions on Rashi. So one of the questions Tosfos asks the end Rashi, we'll skip down the ode in the middle of the second line. The ode imitam ze lo litzar tevel akayin came to truma shariyalei. So comes the Tosfos and says, wait a second. You're going to tell me that the reason why Tevel is Aser is because of the Truma Shiva? So I have a challenge to you. It should be mutter, according to your alumnus, for a Kohen to eat Tevel And that is clearly not the case. If a Kohen eats devil, he's chametz b'deshivayim also. So Tosu says that's the proof positive that the Isser of devil is not also because of the Truma Shavu. Because if it would have only been also because of the Truma Shavu, that would have been hetter gomer for a Kohen to eat it. And we clearly know that is not the case. I remember there was once a woman asked me, she was a Bas Yisrael, she was marrying a Kohen. So she asked me, now that she's marrying a Kohen, so she heard that Eishes Kohen is Ladi Truma, so she wanted to know, when I go to Eretz Yisrael, do I still have to do all that stuff with separating Trumas and Maisers? And I buy my tomatoes from Costco, I still have to separate it. She said, I'm a Kohen now, I don't have to separate Trumas and Maisers anymore. So it was incorrect, it was a wrong premise, but it was a Lumdisha, it was like a Lumdisha formulation of Rashi. Her question was, in effect, tells us Kash against Rashi. Why should that be so? So there's an answer for us. Whatever the answer is not enough for now. But clearly Rashi and Tosfos are arguing about this very nekuda, what is or is not the relationship between Tevel and Truma. So if we take this Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos one step further, now we could perhaps understand the background to the Shekhes Ha'ai's assumption. According to Rashi, any time you paskin a Shiloh on Tevel and tell me, I'm Chayim Misav Deshemayim, you have to really look and see, is there Truma here or not? So if I haven't separated Truma Gedola, then there's Truma here, and I have a problem, and I'm Chayim Misav Deshemayim. If I haven't separated Maiser Rishon, then by definition I haven't separated Trumas Maiser. So Trumas Maiser is the same as Trumas. It's also Chayim Misav Deshemayim. So if I have a type of a Tevel that I haven't gotten around to Maiser Rishon, by extension I haven't gotten around to Trumas Maiser, then I understand why I'm Chayim Misav Deshemayim. But if I have Tevel that I merely haven't separated Maiser Ani from or Maiser Sheni from, why in the world conceptually should I be Chayim Misav Deshemayim? Based on what? According to Rashi, you have to always ask yourself, Lichtim is Tevel, is Misav Deshemayim. Where is it? Point to me to the Truma Shavu. It's not here. I separated Truma Gedola. I separated Trumas Maisa. All I'm left is a little Shirayim. All I'm left is a little bit of Maisa Sheni, Maisa Ani. If that's all that I have left, it's going to be Yasa, but that's not going to carry with it the punishment of Misav Deshemayim, which is exactly what the Shekhes Ha'ai wanted, which is exactly going to help fuel the Pshat of the Shekhes Ha'ai. If you all like Tosfos, that the prohibition of Tevel and the prohibition of Truma have nothing to do with each other. It's totally coincidental that they both carry with them the same onesh, but one is not because of the other. The mechayev of Misav Deshemayim for Tevel is the shame Tevel. If it's called Tevel, that's Chayev Misav Deshemayim. So it's called Tevel. If Lamaisa haven't separated Maisa Oni, notwithstanding the lack of Misav Deshemayim for Maisa Oni proper, the Tevel Shabo itself warrants a Misav Deshemayim. So the Shekhes Ha'ai's entire Shtichot Torah ultimately hinges upon the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So yeah, we're still in business, but we're losing steam on this Pshat because we have 2 days in Tosfos about this, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos about this. You know, we're still not 100% sure about this whole Shtichot Torah, but at least for something, at least we have a starting point. But we're still not so sure.
And then we see that Rashi holds like that thing in Tosfos.
Yeah, right. We're still not sure we're okay with this Pshat.
The punishment of eating Maiser Ani and the Maiser Sheni is just monetary.
Maiser Sheni would be a lot. If you're allowed to eat Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, if you eat a chutz v'shalayim, that's a lav. If you eat Maiser Ani, you're a gazlan. Right? It's not isav hetter at all. But we're still not completely comfortable with the Shekhes Ha'ai's pshat because the Shekhes Ha'ai only solved one part of the puzzle. He was able to construct the case very, very creatively, but he constructed a case of Tevel that may possibly, according to some Rishonim, not carry with him Misav Deshemayim. So we got around the Lo Sasei HaChomer part. But we still have other obstacles in the way. There are other reasons to possibly believe that Esei Docha Lo Sasei may not be applicable in the Sugya in the first place. And that's in the second page of the Maamar Kamos. It's a Tosfos Masechet Kedusha Daf Lamed Chesem and Halef. So Tosfos quotes a fascinating question from the Rishalmi. It's a historic / halachic question from the Rishalmi based on Pesukim and Sefer Yoshua. The very beginning of Sefer Yoshua describes when Klai Yisrael enters into Eretz Yisrael, that very first Pesach. So they offer the Korban Pesach, and then the Pesach says that they begin to eat matzah v'machras haPesach. The following day, and that even of itself is a little bit shaky, what that term Machos HaPesach means. Because Machos HaPesach sometimes means the day after the Korban Pesach, sometimes it means the day after the first day of Pesach. That in of itself is a little controversial. But we're going to assume for now that the Pasuk is describing that they began to eat Pesach the day after the first day of Pesach. So on the 16th day of Nisan, that's when they began to eat the Mitzvos Aretz. That's what the Pasuk says explicitly. For Yochlu Imachus HaPesach Matzos V'Kol Ibiatzim Yomazem. They began to eat matzah, they began to take the food, they began to eat the grain on the second day of Pesach. So the question is, why in the 7 day? Why didn't they eat it right away? So the Gemara already said it's Kedushin, both in the Bavli and the Rishalmi, quote the possibility that the reason why they didn't partake of the food before the 7 day is very, very simple, because it was all Aser, because it was all Chadash, because it was all new grain. So any new grain that grows in Eretz Yisrael for sure, in Chutz La'aretz is a machlekes in the Rishon, machlekes la'alacha, but in Eretz Yisrael for sure, there's a prohibition of new grain of Chadash, and that's exactly what the Pasuk in Yeshua is describing, that they refrain from eating the new grain until the day after the Korban Olam. Beautiful, wonderful. So it doesn't sound like any great chokhmah, it sounds like a very, very simple pshat in the Pasuk, based on the Pasuk in Parshas Emor. The problem is, the Pasuk says that they didn't eat anything. They didn't eat any of the new grain, even matzos they didn't eat until the 16th of Nisan, with clear implication that they didn't eat matzah that very first Pesach. So here they enter into Eretz Yisrael, all excited. They bring the Korban, the Pesach says explicitly, they brought the Korban Pesach, Avos Yericho, no question about that. They bring the Korban Pesach, they sit down, and they get the motzi matzah, and there's nothing on the table. There was no matzah. There was nothing for them to eat. What do you mean there was no matzah? There was loads and loads of grain. They were baking matzahs galore. No, all that matzah was treif. It was all Aser, it was all Chadash, and they couldn't eat matzah that year. So they get this simple sounding pshat in the Pesukim in Sefer Yeshua is, that's right, they didn't eat matzah that year because of the problem. All the matzah was off limits. They didn't have last year's matzah. There was no last year. They didn't have last year's matzah. There was no grain. All the grain was under the prohibition of Chadash. So comes the Rishalmi, Tosfos quotes in the 7th of the Rambam Kohmus and poses the following fascinating, again, halachic historical question. Rishalmi Maksha, why didn't they eat chadash? Yavi essay the erev tochlu matzahs. V'yirchelo sesei the chadash. Why don't we apply the rule of asei dochlu sesei? Forget about Yoshua ben Nun and Arvos Yericho 3,500 years ago. If I'm sitting at the seder table and the only matzah that I have is chadash, what should I do? Should I refrain from eating it, or should I say yavo asei v'yirchelo sesei? So the Rishami says, I say dechalosa, what's the problem? There's a mitzvah deraisa b'erev tochlu matzos. There's a lav in the Torah of the lechem akar lecham osocha etzei memazeh. It's a classic asay against the losa say. It's no losa say achomer, there's no misib deshimayim, there's no kares. It's a lav, it's malchus. Why in the world should matzah not override chadash? The same way the tzitzis override chatnez and mil overrides tzaras. What's wrong with the model of asay dechalosa say by matzah? That's the Rishami's question. To which the Rishami answers the mitaritz. The ein essay the kadam adibur do chalos essay the achar adibur, that the mitzvah essay of matzah is a type of a mitzvah that doesn't justify pushing off and being do chalos essay. Why not? What's wrong with matzah? I like the mitzvah matzah. What's wrong with matzah? Matzah is a mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael pre matan Torah. It was given before Har Sinai. That's what's called kadam adibur. It was given to Mitzrayim. Hachadish is Elachem Rosh Chodesh. Erev Tochlu Matzos appears in weeks and weeks, 7 weeks, 10 weeks, 8 weeks before Matan Torah. The prohibition of Chodesh was given to Moshe Ben Har Sinai, like the rest of the Torah. So comes the Yisham with a new klal. The klal is Ein Asei Shekodem Adibur. Do Chalos Asei Shaliachar Adibur. That kind of Chiddush Gadol from the Rishami. You're not the first one, not the last one, not to understand this klal. That's what it says in the Rishami. Well, that's at least the way Tosfos quotes what it says in the Rishali. So truth to be told, it doesn't exactly use those words.
So Bris Mila also.
That's right, except for the fact that Bris Mila also repeats afterwards. It says, B'yom HaShmini Yom HaBasar also back in Parshas Tazria. So it's that Pasuk that's Docha Losa. You're right, right, in Rochanami. That any mitzvah that only appears pre-Matan Torah cannot be Docha.
When to say Docha Shem HaPshayit B'matiram, it's like it needs a cloud. Because matzah, the chadash is dovashe shalom tirim machak, and tomorrow it's also today.
Not when you need it for the mitzvah, though.
No, but I need about dovashe shalom tirim is a din mit the rabbana that affects ichus tarova, so that doesn't affect you. So again, so this is my so I'm already I'm sitting with my piece of matzah. I make alachilas matzah. I'm about to put the treif of matzah into my mouth, and you shabbos, you know, you can't do that. You know why? Because the assay of matzah is not a sufficient type of an assay in order to be dochalos assay. Again, we're not 100% sure the Rishami even said it, but that's the way Tosfos understood. Tosfos quotes, quote unquote, quotes this Rishami that says such a cloud.
Oh, on a technical basis, did not Mekayim the mitzvahs of
Korban
Pesach without the matzah?
Well, it's not Ma'akev. You're supposed to eat it all together, but the Yevi Yotz Korban Pesach without matzah. Okay. Yeah. So this is the Yisod that Tosfos quotes in the Rishami. What's Pshat? Very strange Yisod. If that's what the Rishami is saying, it's very striking because we usually don't think of mitzvahs just because they happen to appear before Har Sinai. We usually think that, we're supposed to be on a lower rung of mitzvahs. If the Rebbe Shalom said the mitzvah, so nobody's questioning there's a mitzvah deraisa after the matzahs. When we eat a kazayis matzah to say that, we say, Asher kiddushanu mitzvah, mitzvah. Nobody taps it on the shoulder and says, you can't really say that because that's pre-mantar. That's ridiculous. The same Rebbe Shalom said, Asher kiddushanu mitzvah, mitzvah. So what exactly does that mean? So I'm not mistaken, I think it's a sabeach. I think who suggests the following idea that the idea of asei dochalosa means that Kadosh Baruch Hu v'chachmaso, so Kadosh Baruch Hu could say multiple things at the same time. So when Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah and an aveira, and a mitzvah and a lo, an asei and a losa asei, knowing full well that sometimes there's going to be a little bit of a clash between the two. So when the mitzvah emanated, was uttered by Kadosh Baruch Hu, when Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu these words, do mitzvah such and such. Do uvayom hashmini yibo b'sar losof. We'll give that as an example, because that does appear after our Sinai as well. When those words were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, uvayom hashmini yibo b'sar losof, knowing full well that Kadosh Baruch Hu had just told Moshe Rabbeinu a minute before, I'm just using it for our way, I'm not sure what the order of Shirum was in our Sinai, but hisham b'nega tzaras, he gave him the losos of cutting off the nega tzaras. So at the time that the mitzvah of uvayom hashmini yibo b'sar losof was given, it was given almost a latnai. It was given with the koach, with the ability to be docha the iser. So if and when I happen to find myself in a case where coincidentally there's a negative ras on the baby, the Torah said, don't worry about it. Mayom hashmini yibasar losa. You can advance such a model that the mitzvah say was said almost like a latanai. The mitzvah say was said in a situation that's going to come into conflict with the losa say. It's going to be able to be docha the losa say. That's assuming the losa say is on the radar screen. Assuming that the losa say is there. So again, we're using just, mashalim, just to make it l'sabra zayzen a little bit. So when a Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, uvayom hashmini yom b'sar losa, so Moshe Rabbeinu knew in the back of his mind, he said, Rebbeinu Shalom, wait a second, sometimes you can have a case of hisham b'nega tzaras. So Rebbeinu Shalom said, did you hear what I said? Uvayom hashmini yom b'sar losa, it's doicha that lav, it has the koyach licked in the asay, as the koyach has the ability, has the potential to be doicha that lav. But the Rebbeinu Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Ba'erev Teichel Matzis, back in Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't raise his hand and say, but Rebbeinu Shalom, there's an issue of Chadosh. He wasn't a brisker, I didn't know about it, never heard of Chadosh. So there's no Chadosh. Who is Chadosh? Chadosh? Chadosh is not coming around the bend for another 2 months. In Mitzrayim, there's no Pashim Chadosh. So Moshe Rabbeinu never heard of Chadosh. I mean, so to speak, never heard of Chadosh. So when the Rebbeinu Shalom uttered those words, Ba'erev Teichel Matzis, that mitzvah was never given al smach to be deicha chadash. So it was never granted that koyach to be deicha surim. So now, 2 months later, Moshe Rabbeinu comes up to Har Sinai. So now, all of a sudden, the Rebbeinu Shalom tells us, by the way, guess what? There's a din called chadash in Yashan. So now Moshe says, okay, there's an issue of chadash, put that on the back burner. There's a mitzvah matzah that I have in the back burner from 2 months ago. All of a sudden, 40 years later, his Talmud Yeshua Benun is sitting and trying to figure out, I got a box of matzahs, but it says on it, chadash on the matzah. Doesn't say Yashan, it says chadash. The matzahs, what do I do? So I have an isser, I have an essay and a los essay. I can't apply the rule of essay docha los essay because when the essay of the matzahs was given, it was never given al smach to be dochi surim. So what am I gonna do? Sheva tas adif. Remember, the starting point is unless you have that heter, unless the Torah gives you that right to be dochi surim. So you're not allowed to violate Isurim. You can't do a mitzvah. Tough luck. Shevatas. You can't do mitzvah of Avera. You can't do Isur. You can't do mitzvahs at the expense of Averas unless the Torah sanctions it. So here, the Torah is not sanctioning it because it's an Esa Shekhar Mediva. So again, it's a lomdish, a twist on the Tosfos. But the bottom line is that according to this opinion of Tosfos, according to this Tosfos interpretation of the Rishonim, it comes out that the mitzvah of Matzah does not lend itself to Asei Dochalos Asei. Because the mitzvah matzah is kaidim adibor, you can't even begin an intelligent discussion about asei dochalos asei. That does not bode well for the Shagis Aryeh. Because according to the Shagis Aryeh, the case of matzah shel tevel that we're looking for, we're trying to find why does the Torah need a pasuk to tell me matzah shel tevel is off limits. So we worked, and we worked, and we worked. What happened to mitzvah of Yaveira? Tosus left us hanging. Comes the Shagis Aryeh to the rescue and says, the necessity for the pasuk is Hochab Maskira, that wild case, that window of opportunity of a tevel. So of a tevel shall maisa ani, that's so low, and it would have been subject to say dochalos say. So we weren't even sure those facts were right. We weren't even sure it's so low that we weren't even sure Tosa and Rashi, we weren't even sure who's right about that. But now we have another bomb cash against the Shagasai. We're not even sure that the mitzvah say of matzah has that ability, has that authority to push off any issue whatsoever. even a little sase atal, because of this teretz and tais is right, that it's an ase shekenim adibur. And if this rule is right, that an ase shekenim adibur just can't be dechei surim, end of discussion, so we are up the creek. We are in a pickle. So we have already two possible objections to the Shagazari. It's not boding well for the Shagazari. Okay, so the first objection, we dug up a Rashi and a Taisus, we defended a little bit. But here, this seems to be against this Beferesh Rishami. So the answer is that there are other answers to the question of the Rishami. And Taisus quotes another fascinating answer, Inami, at the top of the Taisus, seventh of Ramah comes again. Inami says, tell us a different answer. Yesh Loimar, the Gezeira Kazai is Rishon Otto Kazai Sheini. A whole other approach to the halachic slash historical dilemma of the Rishami. Says Taisus, why didn't they eat matzah? Gaval, that's a mitzvah deraisa. Say dochalosa, say. Answers Taisus, you're right. Midaraisa, they should have. But mit the Rabbanon, Yeshua ben Nun, made a din to Rabbanon, don't eat matzah that year. What was wrong with eating matzah? What was wrong with Asei Dachalosa? It's a very simple problem. Asei Dachalosa, it means you're allowed to eat the matzah that's necessary for the mitzvah. How much matzah is necessary for the mitzvah? A kezayis, exactly. No more and no less. If a person eats one extra crumb of matzah above and beyond the shiur of a kezayis, he's in violation of an issa derais of chadash. How are you going to be mishar that? You're going to tell all the Klai Yisrael, you can imagine Yeshua ben Nun is going to start handing out their little cards, but you have to be very careful. It has to be big enough to be to fill up the whole box. It has to be more than a kezayis, but it can't be bigger. If it's more than the box, so then you're in violation of Yisrael. I think Klai Yisrael will get neurotic. Can you imagine the first Seder? This is a Seder. This is Judaism. To the molecule. Too little, you're not yet to anything, and too much, you're violations. This tells always reminds me of when I was learning in Cambria Avna. So I don't know if they still have it, but years ago, they on Rosh Hashanah morning, they used to make Kiddush, like many yeshivas do, because the evening goes till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They would make Kiddush right before Tekiah Shofar. I would come to Chadrocho and have a piece of cake. But the poskim writes, the Shilas, the poskim writes, that if you're eating before Tekiah Shofar, before Musaf, you shouldn't really have a whole meal. You shouldn't have a kibbutz of cake. That's already too much of a keva. So on the other hand, you have to have a kezayis. If you don't have a kezayis, that's not Kiddush Makam Suda. But you can't have a kebetz, that's too much eating before Tekiah Shofar. So the problem is, the line between kezayis and kebetz is a very, very fine line, because there are different ways of calculating kezayis. My kezayis, maybe your kebetz already. So you have to really pick. Not until sometime. Remember, Kevi Abda? The cake was cut under the direction of the place of the yeshiva. It was cut to a certain degree. Whatever shiurim he was using for kezayis, no more, no less. Everybody got a piece of cake that big, because if it was too small, you weren't yet to Kiddush Makom Suda, then you were eating before Kiddush. If it was too big, then you were eating before Tekiah Shofar. So no seconds. Not that there was that much seconds anyway. In a regular Shabbos, there were no seconds, and you couldn't have too much of a piece of cake. You couldn't bring your own cookies to supplement if you were hungry. Only a kezayis. So that tells us that at least you have a little bit of wiggle room, because a kezayis could make to something. Here tells us there's no wiggle room, no room for any maneuvering. Kezayis out to kezayis, we shall to kezayis sheni.
Would that be necessarily against Rav Kivi Eger's mitzvah matzah all along?
Against the Rambam. So that two ways of reading this tells us whether that's right. Against the Tzivs Rambam and Rebbe Cholim. We'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow. Are you still with us? Okay, hang in there tomorrow. What?
Both of them.
Okay, so it's okay. Call it. Well, we have to fine tune this. But Akoparim, this Tosis is going to become pivotal. The first answer is going to spell doom for the Shagazari Steretz. The second answer may be able to maneuver, but we have a lot of work to do still. We're still trying to salvage the Shagazari. So again, we're having a lot of controversy with the Shagazari, but it's the best we can do. Tosis didn't give us any Teretz. Tosis threw the hands up. Other Rishon we weren't so sure about. So we're still trying to save the Shagazari Steretz, but each place we go, we're running to another potential brick wall. Hopefully, tomorrow we'll try for the final touches on the Shagazari and then move on.